Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach you your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people. We'll talk to
old people.
It would make us
better people
all around. Yes, it would. And if
old people
would talk to
young people,
it would make us
better people
all around. As it would. We went from radio to TV. Now we're going from LP to CD. Don't be afraid to try something new.
Yeah,
I can help you with the brand new technology. You can help me with the age old philosophy. Together there's so much we can do.
Good morning and welcome to First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Suzlyn McDonald, coming to you from amazing Las Vegas, Nevada. I tell you what, even when I think about it, I look out the window and I see this amazing sunlight. We see a few clouds. We had a little rain the last couple of days, but that's only for a cleansing. And that can be exciting as well for us that hardly ever get a lot of rain. Again, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to call and have a little conversation with us or spend a little time with us, you can actually call us at area code 347-324-5730. Again, that number, area code 347-324-5730. And again, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. You know our regular thing is that I say get you a cup of coffee, a glass of water, whatever it takes for you to be relaxed for the next few minutes. And I'll say the next 26 minutes with us. I don't know if you had a time to look on the web, but I tell you what we're talking about today is counting your blessings, counting the great things in your life personally, counting yourself blessed. Even the smallest of blessings is still a blessing, and appreciating the thought of being blessed. I am love. And I don't know if you ever heard that song, but it was by Jennifer Holliday. And the song said, I am love, love, waiting here to give you what you need, like you do for me. I am love. So I say to you this morning, I am stretching out my hands. I am just blessing everybody with the gift of love. And I see my co-host is here, who is my friend, my confidant, my we chastise each other, I don't know, whatever you want to say for it, but we are definitely two people that love each other from, as we say, two sisters by another mother. But bottom line being, good morning, Lady Kathy. I am so excited to speak to you this morning. How are you? I know you had a long weekend. I did hear about that.
Good morning, Lady Susie. You heard about my long weekend.
Yeah, you had a weekend, lady.
It was a long weekend. It seems to be the norm now in my life.
I know.
It was a blessed weekend.
Okay.
And we had an awesome time. On Saturday we had a women's breakfast, and we're reading the book, Joyce Meyer's book, Battlefield of the Mind. And oh my God, we had our women's breakfast was supposed to be from 10 to 1, and it ended up being over around, I think, 3 o'clock. So it lasted 2 hours and more. But there was such deliverance going on in the meeting because we discussed what people experienced while reading the book and their minds being free. So it was phenomenal.
That's great.
A lot of women that were just, it was phenomenal. And then yesterday, of course, we had service, but then my husband's birthday is tomorrow, so the church threw him a birthday party yesterday.
Wow.
And we stayed and enjoyed the party with him. So we got in pretty late, but, you know, it was a wonderful weekend. It was very productive, and most of all, God was in control. So How do you feel? I know you were not too well on Friday. Are you better today?
Yeah, I am feeling better. It just took a minute for me to get it together. You know, a lot of times you kind of ignore your own needs to actually take care of somebody else or everybody else. And I had gotten into that little habit again, so I have made a decision that that's not necessary for me to do. So I'm not going. I went ahead and took some time and checked in on me and shut down this weekend. I did absolutely nothing for anyone else. So I'm
good
feeling
you.
Really good about myself. Yeah, I did. I did well. I needed to rest. That was what I really needed. But anyway, speaking of blessings, that was one of the best blessings I could have given to myself. And that blessing being to take some time out for myself and make sure that, and check in with me. So I checked in with me this weekend, and the me of it is doing pretty doggone good, I must say. I absolutely have to say.
Yeah, a little rest for the body and the soul and mind makes a big, big difference. We don't always know when to stop and slow down, but our bodies will help us out.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I was actually, like I said, I sat and I kind of, when I went to do the show, you know, prepare for the show, I did go into where what we're talking about right now, and that is I wanted to make sure that we, you know, God gave me this unctioning of, you know, excuse me, count the blessings, count even the small things. And so I sat with myself this weekend, and I actually went to that of counting my blessings. And so I sat down and I kind of went through the whole thing, and I was shocked that for me, I have the tendency to, we talked about it before, to make everybody and everything more important. And I realized I just can't do that. I just cannot do that. It just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, if I'm depleted, then what good am I, you know? So, like I said, shutting down this weekend, my blessing came in just being still, and it was worth the sit still, you know.
And the Bible talks about that. The Bible says, "Be still and know that I am God." And when you're always trying to be everything to all people, that means that you're operating in the place where God should be operating in. So. Your body and God set you down and said, "Be still. I got this."
Exactly. And that is one of the things that I find to be very important to all of us, is to take a moment and just stop and check in with yourself. I mean, knowing that you're that important, that we have to take that time and continue to look out for ourselves. If not, we get where I was this weekend, you know, not being aware of my being so tired. And I listened to that song, too. As a matter of fact, we had a Bible study last week with some of the young ladies that are my daughters in the Lord. And the thing that we realized is that one of the girls sang the song, "I Am No Ways Tired." And I was like, wow. You know, that was perfect for that very moment.
Wow.
And it made a difference. So, yeah, we're doing well.
Well, you know what? God is such an awesome God that he won't leave you out there like that. If you're operating from a bankrupt position, you don't have anything to give. So you
exactly.
have to feel and get build back up. Somebody needs to be able to make a deposit into you. And oftentimes that someone is God, so that we can keep functioning from a place of overflow, as you always like to say and do.
Yes,
as opposed
exactly.
to a place being empty. So this is a wonderful thing. And sometimes we just need reflection, too.
And you know what? Again, just even for our audience to know that a lot of times what we end up doing is being, we're so available. And the song, "Lord,
mm-hmm.
I'm available to you." But bottom line being is that doesn't mean that he wants us to be completely empty, because once you get empty, you know, there's you have the issue of not being able to go forth and do what you have to do. So often, it's rough. But you know what? Like I said, counting the small blessings and the big blessings, and just counting, you know, counting ourselves worthy for the relaxation, for the sitting still and being quiet. There's a huge blessing in that. So,
yeah.
Speaking about counting our blessings, I'm counting the blessings of listening to my body and taking heed, you know, getting still, being
mm-hmm.
quiet, and did so. But outside of that, counting the blessing of having the opportunity to share this radio station, share what we go through often. I mean, we're very transparent, as you can tell, audience. Again, if you'd like to call in, the number, area code 347-324-5730. And our being transparent is showing you that it's available to you as well. As the song says, Lord, I'm available to you. I wanted to say one thing, too, though. How's your schooling going? You know, we always get to counting. Speaking of blessings, how's your schooling going right now, Lady Kathy?
Schooling is going well. We're at crunch time because graduation is in August, and there's still a lot of things that are undone in preparation of graduating in August. So I will graduate in August with something, and then I'll have to go back and finish up some other things. But I'm now working on my dissertation, which is very time-consuming and very provoking, and my dissertation is about perversion in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so require,
ouch.
It was, yeah. And that's basically writing a book for a doctorate. So it requires a lot of research, and it's also theologically approved as you write it by administration. So you send in your proposal, and they say yay or nay or yes to this and no to that and change this, do this. And so that's what I experienced last week. My professor, I sent it to her, and she said it was too broad because perversion in the church can go in a lot of different areas. So I had to narrow it down and go back to the drawing board. But
uh-huh.
It's gone along. And in the same time, we're having classes twice a week as well in order to finish up this portion for graduation. But I love school, so it's easy for me. It's just the time that's required to commit to it. If you have to do 10 pages or 20-page papers, it's a lot of time and other things that we're committed to. And I have this wonderful blessing every day.
Yes!
In my life that now has an attitude problem and thinks she's grown. So pray for my 5-month-old blessing.
Aw. I wonder where she got that from. You know, it don't fall far from the tree. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. She has just came into her own now. And so I have her, as you know, all day, every day for about 10 hours. So my work really doesn't start till after, until in the evening. But God is good. He's faithful. And I'm enjoying the journey. So thanks for asking. It's coming along. It's coming along. Not as fast as I would like, but it's coming along. It's all good.
So in other words, you're counting your blessings double time.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, you know what, when we start talking about blessings, you know, remember God told us when you get up in the morning, search out the blessing. Look for it. Pant after it. And if you look for the blessing when you first get up, it sets the tone for the entire day. And I'm really happy to say that this morning when I got up, I searched for the blessing and the beauty of the day. And even when I stepped outside of the house, I realized that the beauty is I was able to step out over the door, out of the door, down the stairs, into the car, and my life is blessed because I woke up this morning. And woke up for 6 o'clock prayer, not only 6 o'clock prayer, to be able to just spend time and thank God just for him even caring more than I care for myself at times, for him being so aware of my needs and my wants, the differences. Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes God will give you your wants a lot of times, but more than often he gives you your needs. And as a parent, we do that. We do that with our children. We don't give them everything they want, but we make sure they have what they need. I also was praying for our president today. You know, you look at the adversity. You look at the people that actually in, you know, the Bible says a house divided will not stand. And people wonder why America is rocking right now. When you have the Congress and the Senate and the Republicans fighting among themselves, and then the Democrats fighting with the Republicans, but everybody fighting against their own leader. That's, you know, they cause to weaken the fiber. But with us praying for him, and the little and the big blessing is every morning, wake up and pray for your president. I don't care how you feel about him. We chose him. And in our choosing, he is the blessing to walk before us right now. He is the Moses that can part the Red Sea because we're on one accord. So I'd like to put it out there that we start praying for our president for the length of time that he is still in office, and pray that God leads us on who is to guide the country on his departure, but that everything that he's trying to put into place that will bless our Latinos family and each one of us, that it come to pass, because it's, these are the things. That's why America is what it is. It's a melting pot of a lot of people that are considered a nothing and a nobody, you know, but here we are. Some of us were brought here not willingly, you know, the African-American, because of slavery. But also those that find this as the promised land, you know, I mean, we have got to come together as a nation and hold up the arms of our president. So in your prayers, please pray for the holding up his arms like Moses. The people didn't agree with Moses, and they even talked crazy to him. But they didn't want to go to the mountaintop and meet with the Lord and get the information for themselves. So, again, here it is, the people that ran for president, many of them that never, ever have been able to win, that have the most to say, but you were not chosen for such a time as this. So, again, I say keep our president in, you know, in your prayers. And you know what? Count the blessings of him just being a part of our life. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I can't imagine his job. I can't imagine. You know, I often hear a lot of people sit back in judgment of his decisions and the way that he's running the White House. But just being a pastor's wife, I akin that to being the president's wife, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you often say, Michelle Obama is the first lady of the country, and we're the first lady of the church. And just running our little nation on this level is such a challenging job until I can't even imagine having to run the whole nation and having all of those eyes on you and scrutinizing every decision that you make and not trusting in your ability as the president. I can't imagine. Yeah. So yeah, I pray for him because that's very challenging. I noticed that over the almost 8-year course now, he's definitely changed from the cute little peppy President Obama that first showed up in 2008, I think it was, and he has a little bit more gray hair and a little bit more wrinkles, a little bit more bag, a little darker bags on his eyes, but, you know, nonetheless, well, he always has his steps, so I love to see him walk. He has a stride that is awesome.
Yeah.
But you can tell he's lost a little sleep, so he definitely needs us to hold him up in prayer, because in the Bible, it says that God is the one that puts the government in office.
Yeah.
So we have to trust the God in him, first of all. But on the level that we're on and running our little nation that's destined for glory, I would never want to be president's wife of the United States of America. Never.
Yeah. Well, for one thing, and also, if you know what you talked about, the gray in his hair and things like that. If you think about when Moses went up on the mount because the people didn't want to go for their own, when he went on the mount, his hair was one color. When he came down, he was gray.
He was
fully gray. You know, so this is a Moses experience for him, and with it being a Moses experience, those of us, just like those that were at the bottom. They stayed at the bottom. While they sit at the bottom of the mount, they decided they wanted to just party. And if you look at the parties, this is the only president that they tried to break into the White House over and over again. They just did it again yesterday. There's never been so many breaches. Yes. There's never been so many breaches to the White House, the weakening of, and I can only say, you know, in the, with the Bush, the two Bushes that left out of there, you never heard of these type of things. And it's because they've become slack because of race. Get over it. They need to stop. You know, it needs to be made a difference. They need to make a difference. This is still our president. And outside of that, again, getting back to the whole thing of Moses, when he went up on the mount, he was a completely different man than when he came down the second time. You know, and when he came down and he had the Ten Commandments that, you know, again, that the people did not want to talk to the Lord themselves. So he's been proxy for all of those people, and they did not hold up the banner by continuing in prayer. They spoke against him. It took one voice, and that reminds me of Boehner, one voice to try to deter them from what God had said for them to do and pray while he was on the mount talking to the Lord. Here it is, Boehner, that is bringing in, he's bringing in basically the president of Israel, but he did it behind the back of his president. Come on.
Wow.
You cannot do things like that in America. You know, imagine America being at the strong house that we are. I mean, the reason that America has been so strong before is because we stayed united. Even the Republicans don't agree with what the Republicans, Boehner, for one, is doing. We have got to get back and count our blessings, irregardless if you don't ever like him or what he's doing. The bottom line, he's been placed in position for such a time as this. And we have got to join arms and do what we have to do to keep America strong. Again, counting the blessings, even the little ones. I'm counting the blessing right now of the young man that tried to go through. When one person was coming out, he tried to run in saying he wanted to see the president. That would have never, ever happened before. And if you think about even in London, you can't get past the gate. You look at the palace from the outside. We're the only country that have our arms open and let people come too close. And now it needs to be stopped. It needs to be stopped now. So I count the little blessings, the big blessings right now, that he and his family are safe and that they continue to be safe. And I ask you to stand again proxy for our president and their family, and also the, you know, America. America, in God we do trust. Remember that. We're the only country that our money says, in God we do trust. And yes, I stand now and I say for myself, in God I do trust. We trust. Here at First Lady's Blog Talk Radio, this is an open door to have great conversations. Sometimes we get a little heated around the collar. But you know what? If it had not been for us speaking up and someone standing and reminding us who we are, there would be a loss. Lady Kathy, I thank you so much for just being who you are as well. So I'd like to kind of lend it to you and let you bring something to the table today about the blessings, the big ones, the little ones, blessings.
You know, as you were talking, I was reflecting back on what we call blessings. And usually it's a positive thing.
Right.
But oftentimes there's a blessing in things that are not so favorable, we think, to us. But God sees it as a blessing, and in the long run, we see it as a blessing. And the particular things that we want, need, you know, think that we need, people that are in our lives and then are gone, and we're mourning the loss of those people because we feel like we've lost something. But God sees down the road, and he says, that's not good for you. I was thinking about my daughters. My daughters came to the women's breakfast on Saturday, and they've been reading the book, Battlefield of the Mind, and it was such a deliverance for them. Oh, my God, they cried. They just, because they hadn't seen each other in a while, they had a falling away. But most of them were hurting, even though they were stubborn and wouldn't call each other. And, you know, I said, you guys have to talk, you know, your sisters. And so they got back together, I think a couple weeks ago. And so my baby daughter, I began to talk about the things that she was free from in the book. And one of the things was, you know, she had lost some people in her life, and she was very depressed about it, and she was hurting. She said, I lost my sister, and my sister's been my whole world. And what she said, that she didn't clarify it, so I clarified it for her, not meaning that she didn't die. You know, they had a falling out. But she said, but she had prayed that God would remove negative people out of her life.
Right.
And all her friends started disappearing. And people that she really loved just started going away. But she prayed the prayer, remove the negative people out of my life. But after I did it, she was very, very hurt and felt so alone until she went into a depression. But God knew the people that she needed to have around her, and he began to remove those people at her request. And we want to pray the prayer, but we want it to be done in a way that's not painful to us. We want to tailor it. So, you know, okay, God, move these people, but keep these people. She mentioned the baby's father. You know, he's not in her life anymore. And these things really hurt her. But God knew that this was going to be a blessing later on down the road, that I removed these people from your life. So when we count our blessings, we have to also count the things that God allowed to happen. I'm very blessed. My life, my childhood was horrible, but I could say now it was a blessing because I had a lot to do in my life, and I had a lot of, I had a great calling on my life. And had I not experienced the traumatic events in my life that I thought were just evil and dark, I wouldn't be able to fulfill the calling that's on my life. Because the Bible says the greater the calling, the greater the suffering. And so I can now look at my suffering as blessings because it's leading me to the destiny that God had preordained for my life before I was even born. So when we think about and talk about counting our blessings, it's not always the good stuff. Sometimes the bad stuff is a blessing as well.
I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. Again, you know, like you just said, the very fiber of everything that we experience in life, you know, is not going to always be great. But the bottom line being, there is a blessing at the end of it. There's, you're going to help somebody else. That would actually be able to, that would need you at that time for that type of situation. And it does make a difference. So that is simply amazing for us.
But if we trust God and know that God's in God is in every area of our life, and he knows what's best for us. And unless we get, when I preached a couple weeks ago, it was talking about vessels of honor. God's chosen vessel. But I went from the scripture that we may be called vessels of honor or dishonor.
Mm-hmm.
And to be a vessel, to be chosen, means to be crushed, to be broken, to be stepped on. I mean, it's not a good thing to get to that point. It's very painful. But you have to go through it in order to have everything crushed out of you.
Yeah.
And get to the place where God wants you to be is necessary, but it's not always good, but that's still a blessing.
And it doesn't always feel good, but the bottom line being through
good.
The press, even when you're processed, when wine is being processed, it is put in such a press that it gets every juice out of the grape. And we are that great that if it weren't for God putting us through the press, how would we be able to stand? That song by Yolanda Adams, how can I tell them? And she says, how can I tell them if you've never seen me? How can I teach them if you've never taught me? And that makes a difference. It does make a difference. This is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio, and we've been talking about counting your blessings, even the teeny weeny blessings that you can actually engage, love, and respond to the big ones. But even the things that have happened in your life that hasn't been a blessing according to you, if you look back on it, it made you the woman that you are today and the woman that will be have at least an emotion to be able to deal with others in their mess. That's their blessing at the time, too, and that they can see the light at the end of the tunnel because of our process. Again, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I'd like to thank you for joining us today. We're here every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 7:30, and that will be Pacific time. You can always call us at area code 347-324-5730. And as a matter of fact,
I'd like for you to also recognize our sponsors, which is Destined for Glory Ministries, Pastor Tony Howard, and my co-host, Lady Kathy Howard, as well as Hands of Comfort Foundation, a nonprofit organization that is here for you. A 24-hour number, 702-683-6373, for whatever is traumatic to you, be it a loss of a job, loss of a family member, whatever it is. We are beginning our support groups starting this coming Thursday, which I will be posting, and I will actually get back to you on it. If you'd like any further information, you can actually call us at 702-683-6373. Again, we make ourselves available to you for support group, meaning we are there to support you. Have an amazing day. Thank you so much for joining us. And again, we look forward to seeing you every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. Pacific time. Love you, Lady Kathy. As a matter of fact, call
love
me
you.
This phone. Call me when you get through with this call. Love you, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.